What's up, y'all? This is D'Angelo Russell, and y'all listening to the Drive the Lane podcast. And this is your owner once again, D'Angelo Russell.
Welcome back to Drive the Lane. We got a big episode. We got Kata Bates-D up on the show talking NBA, Suns, Ohio State basketball. But there's a pretty big football game this weekend. Ohio State, Penn State, big time matchup, playoff implications on the line, Big Ten championship implications on the line. A potential prediction I have of if Ohio State loses to Penn State and Michigan, they may play Mizzou in a bowl game, implications on the line. Joey, big game this weekend. I'm assuming you're excited about it. We're not going to talk keys to victory or anything like that, but just how about a little bit of excitement for like a real game, the second real game of the year?
Andrew, I found out yesterday I'm going. Shout out to my roommate from college, Mr. David Olajuwon, David Miller, who I saw with Andrew at the Browns game. We're going to talk about the Browns game. But David, it was great to see him. We leave the Muni lot. We're going to the game. And after the game, I'm driving home. I get a text from him. He's like, dude, you're not going to believe this. I got, you know, so-and-so can't make it to the game. I have an extra ticket. Like, it's free. Do you want to come? All you need to do is bring vibes. That's what he said. All you need to do is bring vibes. I said, I will bring all the vibes you need. So I'm excited. This is obviously the biggest game of the year. Playoff implications, Big Ten championship implications. Penn State thinks this is, you know, the best team they've had recently and is the worst Ohio State team, the best chance they have. I thank God the game's at home, or else I don't know if we win, but we're not doing predictions or keys to victory because that's not how we're not doing that anymore. But it's exciting, man. It's going to be, you know, it's kind of, I am indifferent about it being a noon game. I'd love it if it was a night game or an afternoon game, get a little bit more buzz, but I mean, you got Joel Klatt and Gus Johnson on the call. Like, you can't complain.
Game day's there. I think big noon kickoff's there. There's probably some other.
We talked to Tyvus. They're not there.
No, not Big Ten tailgate.
Big noon kickoff. Sorry.
Big noon kickoff. I think they're there. I'm sure there's going to be other people there. And now it sounds like
McAfee.
Now it sounds like Drive the Lane is going to be there in the form of Joey Lane. But I'm excited because it's a very memeable game. People are really tuned in when big games like this are going on. We could throw a lot up on the Twitter X platform.
Andrew's killing it right now with the memes, by the way.
There was a very viral video that you should check out. It's at now over 1.1 million views. So definitely worth checking out. Joey, Ohio State's going to win this weekend. The Buckeyes, Andrew, are going to stay undefeated. We were at a game where a previously undefeated team was no longer undefeated. The greatest football game of all time, the Browns, the 49ers. You are retiring 1-0 as a Browns fan. What did you think of the other, and we're not even counting the Bengals, what did you think of the other Ohio football atmosphere?
I was impressed. I mean, I'm not the biggest NFL guy in the world. When your team is the Bears, you don't live in Chicago. Like, it's hard to go to games, you know? I've been to like 3 Bears games my whole life. It's just like not the most accessible stadium to go to either. You make a day out of it if you go to a game. So I haven't been to many Bears games. The Browns game is the best professional football atmosphere I've ever been to. The Muni lot was insane. The fandom is insane. It was also packed with 49er fans as well. But like, I'm glad we're recording this as right now on Tuesday instead of yesterday, because I didn't have a voice. I woke up, I was barking so much that I could not. I was calling people at work and being like, please excuse my voice. I was at the Browns game going, here we go, Brownies, here we go. Ooh, ooh. You know, so the atmosphere was incredible. The company was very, very fun, being my co-host here, Andrew. The only negative was PJ Walker's dead to me. But besides that, it was such a fun, phenomenal way to spend a Sunday because we woke up, went down there. I dropped Andrew off at the airport and I was home by 7. It was felt like a lifetime.
Oh, must really be cool. Nice. Must be nice.
Andrew had a little bit of travel difficulties.
I did have travel difficulties. PJ Walker is dead to you because we had a bad beat on a bet that would just be too hard to explain right now. But
he needed 8 more yards passing and he threw needing 8 yards passing, he threw 5 times.
Going into an 80-yard drive, he needed 8 yards passing and he had 0 and the Browns scored to win the game on that drive is the best way to explain how bad of a beat that we had. And it's not like he didn't throw it. He threw it. But that was our Sunday football experience. Joey 1-0 is a Browns fan. But you mentioned it. Great time, great atmosphere. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say if you don't see David Miller at the Browns game, you might not get that Penn State invite. So I think
you're right.
You're fresh on the mind. Fresh on the mind.
We always talk about being top of mind, Andrew. I was top of mind.
Top of mind. Should we get to our interview with Kader Bates-Diop, talking Suns, NBA, hoops, everything?
Future NBA champion Kader Bates-Diop. I think it's about time we get to that.
Well, also, you talked about hanging out with him, you know, potentially during the All-Star break after the show was over. He's going to be an All-Star. You're going to have to go to the All-Star game you want to hang with him. Four All-Stars on that Suns team.
The only time I'm going to be able to see him is when I head down there in February, not during the All-Star game. So that's going to be an incredible weekend, by the way. We'll talk about it another time. It's relevant for this interview, but I'm going down there for Suns game, followed by 36 holes of golf, followed by a day at the Waste Management Open, followed by the Super Bowl. So that'll be a pretty cool weekend. I'm glad that I get to spend some time with
Kate. Watching the Super Bowl, not attending.
Correct. Correct. Yep. At least for now, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? So great interview with Kata. Love the guy to pieces. Please enjoy.
Joining us now on Drive the Lane, the fourth member of the Suns big four of Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Kata Bates-Diop. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks guys for having me. It's been a while.
Yeah, I feel like this is like your real first episode. You know, last one was like on the phone and you were just a young Kata Bates-Diop then. Now you're an old Kata Bates-Diop.
I'm a vet now.
It's crazy. Do you have the rookies doing some stuff yet for you or what's going on?
We don't have any rookies on this team.
That makes sense. Yeah, you guys traded away all those picks.
Yeah, when we traded DeAndre Ayton, Tumani Kamara was the rookie that went with them. He was the only one. Everyone else was like at least 2 years in, I think.
So they don't. So you're not gonna have anybody carrying your luggage. How are you gonna survive?
I don't know, man. No one does. Like, everyone's got to do their own everything.
So, obviously, we want to talk a little bit about your career. You know, we've already hit on all the Ohio State stuff years ago. We want to hear about KD, Booker, Beal, those guys, but. Since it has been 3 or so years since we talked to you, what's your 5 years? No way.
Five, but in between 5 and 3.
Four.
It was my rookie year, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was 2019 probably. So 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's been a while. Yeah.
4 years later, I'm curious what your, you know, connection and relationship with Ohio State basketball is still like. Are you still getting there? I know Joey knows the answer to this. Are you still getting there and getting your work in the summer? Like, what's that look like?
Yeah, I didn't get back this summer, but I try and get back at least once. You know, we have the alumni, like, return thing. So I've been there the last 2 years. I don't think we did it this last year, but I try and get to Columbus in general at least once or twice a summer. Yeah, I'm still talking to the coaching staff and all that. And it's nice. It's been 6 years since I've been there, so it's a whole lot of new faces in general, which is kind of crazy.
How do you feel about, like, I mean, staying in touch with the university, right? I mean, obviously it's a huge 4 years in your life in a place that you love and don't get to often as you'd like to. And how is that, like, feeling, right? Like, your pride in Ohio State, like, how has that been? You know, I'm in Columbus, right? It's easy for me. How's that been for you?
It's been pretty easy, actually. Like you said, I spent 4 years there. I wasn't one and done or anything like that. So I spent a lot of time there. And actually, me and CJ were talking. Like, we kind of did grow up there. Like, obviously, high school is high school, but the kind of like transition from boy to man and like the adulthood and like life kind of happened there. So my pride is still there. You know, anytime Ohio State football is on, I watch them. Basketball, I watch them. We talk. Obviously, everybody came from college here or whatever, did 1 year there, but my football school is the best, so I talk a lot of mess to everybody, and everybody watches Ohio State football anyway. They're really, really good. So like, my pride is still super, super high. I wish I could get back more, but it's as high as ever been, honestly. Just, as you get older as well, you kind of like hold on to those memories as the professional years start adding up.
As you know, started to wind down in your career, it probably became pretty clear to you, like, okay, I got a chance of being an NBA player here. But if you rewind freshman Kata Bates-Diop, even before that, high school Kata Bates-Diop, if someone said to you, hey, man, you're going to be playing with Kevin Durant in 7 years, what would you have said to that person?
I wouldn't have believed him. This is like off the chances. Like, it's 30 teams. You know what I mean? Like, it's off the chance. If you said, like, you'll be in the NBA, I'd be like, okay. Like, I'd be there. I don't know who'll be on teammate. But if you said someone that I looked up to, not growing up, I essentially grew up watching him pretty much from OKC to, you know, Golden State was like our college years. But now I wouldn't have believed it just off, like, everyone wanted to be Kevin Durant growing up, right? If you were tall and lanky, it was like KD was your guy. Like, regardless of if you had your game was anything like him, if you were tall and lanky, KD was your guy. So now I wouldn't have believed it, but it's amazing to be here with him and see him every day.
I do think it's funny because obviously when you were becoming, you know, this top 50, top 30, you know, potential NBA guy in high school, everybody was saying this guy plays like Kevin Durant, obviously. So like it must be fun. And you just talked about it to now play with him. What I'm curious about is like Bradley Beal was a lot like that too. Like, we grew up watching Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker was a guy you played with growing up. Like, but he's still Devin Booker, the NBA All-Star now at this point. Yeah. Like, you've been there for a few months now. Has the starstruck, for lack of a better term, has that worn off? Is it like, oh shit, I can make fun of Kevin Durant when we're playing cards now? Like, he's my guy. Like, is it at that point yet?
The starstruck part kind of wears off pretty quickly, or isn't there at all, just because I'm in year six now. Like, one or two would be a little different. Like, you asked me about like Jimmy or Derrick Rose my rookie year, that's a starstruck kind of thing. But now it's kind of like more of a peer. Obviously, Devin or, you know, Book is my age, so it's a little different.
Yeah.
I can't be starstruck with someone my age. It's just, I just can't. How that's happened. But then, yeah, like those two, like the starstruck kind of goes away once you see like there are still normal people, right? Like, we show up around the same time, we work out, they tie their shoes the same, put the shorts on the same, like the really cool, normal, like the normal people aside from their like superstardom and their elite basketball level.
So it's obviously a different situation for you. Last year on the Spurs, you know, whatever teams want to say they did or didn't do, no one would have been upset if they ended up getting the number one pick and getting Wembanyama. So weird situation to be on last year, I'm sure. You literally went from, you know, the team that wanted to be the worst team in the league to the team that wants to win the championship, is one of the top favorites. Well, like, how different is every day of practice for you now, every day of camp for you now, than it was, you know, 365 days ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, closing the end of the season last year, went from a bottom five team to, like, a few months later, like, whatever you want to say, a top five team, you know, preseason, whatever you want to say, like, championship aspirations in the span of a few months. So, like, yeah, the mindset changes a little bit from, like, everyone kind of knows the NBA. So, like, we have a real chance, right? Like, there are very few times, if you can be honest with yourself, you have a chance to win a championship, right? So that changed, like, immediately. Like, a lot of people can say, yeah, we got a chance, whatever, whatever. But, like, everyone knows it's a short list of teams that really believe they have a chance. So, like, going in every day knowing that's the end goal, is it makes it very, very easy to get there. And, I mean, San Antonio is nice, too, but getting up every day in Phoenix and going to the gym and knowing, like, we're working for a championship, is it makes it, like, fun, like, really, really fun to do this every single day.
How about the fact that your owner is a Big Ten guy himself? Have you guys had any interactions, any run-ins, you know, Spartan this, Buckeye that?
Yeah, like a little bit, not too much. But like in the first conversation we had, we had a little back and forth about Michigan State, Ohio State. But I had to do some research. Like he was a part of some really, really good teams, like a national championship.
Yeah,
national championship, three Final Fours, I want to say, like however many Big Ten regular season and tournament, whatever many he's got, like he's a highly decorated college player, you know, like probably one of the best college careers, regardless of how much he played. It doesn't matter. It's like regardless of that.
Not putting that in.
Yeah, regardless. We went back and forth a little bit on that.
You also mentioned, you know, that there are a few teams to win that really genuinely have a chance to win, right? You can probably count on one hand. I'm curious about you guys are, I'm sure, in a group chat. Maybe it's as crazy as our Ohio State group chat was, firing stuff off every 10 minutes. It's probably not. Nah. When Dame got traded to the Bucks, were you guys like, all right, like, that's our competition? Was there any, or was it like, holy shit, look what just went down?
No.
Nothing like that at all?
Nah, because I'm glad you brought that up. It's kind of the big difference between college and professional, and specifically an older professional team. Like, we're not a young NBA team. So, like, a lot of us, and I'm only 26, but a majority of us are married, kids, like, lives outside of basketball. And it's a work relationship. Everyone's cool and all that. So, like, you guys have to focus on us. Like, we don't care about what the other 29 teams are doing or what trades they make. Like, we have to be like, okay, that happened. We have to be, I think, kind of Joe Mazzulla. I think I watched the Joe Mazzulla thing on JJ's thing. I was about to repeat exactly what he said about when, the same thing you said, when Dame got to Milwaukee. It's like, we can't worry about what's going on somewhere else. And like, we got to worry about us. Like, we know we have this, but like, we'll cross that bridge if and when we get there. You know what I mean? We can't worry or cloud our mind. We have other stuff we have to work on here.
Do you feel any added pressure knowing what the team aspirations are this year versus last year? Or is it all just like excitement for you? Like, hey, this is about to be a crazy potential experience this year and moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you understand the pressure, but like you said, it's more exciting more than anything. This is like what you dream of, to be in this kind of situation, to compete for an NBA title, you know, at the highest level of basketball. So yeah, you know the pressure. Like, obviously it's a lot of that, but you welcome that and it's an exciting feeling.
Is there an element of, like, obviously I know you went there because you want to win a championship. I get that, but is there an element of a little selfish Kata Bates-Diop wants to take in everything he possibly can from Kevin Durant and other guys similarly for the future as well? Like, is there, there are goals within goals for you there?
Yeah, there always is. The championship is the main goal, but it's not often you get a chance to be around arguably three of the best scorers of a generation and best players of a generation. Like, that doesn't happen often, even on any other, like, championship caliber team. Like, regardless, I think, you know, KD's won multiple scoring titles, arguably the best player in the world, top, you know, all time, top whatever. Booger obviously is one of the greatest young scorers. Same thing with Brad, like taking everything you can from them, but more so seeing their work ethic every day. Like, their elite talent plus like how much their talent matches their work ethic. You can see why they play at such a high level for so long. It gets no surprise. And we all know that going on. You know the work guys have to put in to be great, but seeing it is like, oh, duh. Like that. Oh, there's no brain. That's why. You know what I mean? So you take those kind of things, you attention to detail, and aside from their talent, like they do everything else right. And everything they do every day is like equal to their greater goal or whatever they want to do.
Last question from me about the Suns and the team. Do you think this team has a chance to break a scoring record, whether it's most points scored in a single NBA game or most points scored in a season? Because, I mean, you just mentioned all three guys. You throw yourself in there, we're going to be seeing, you know, 90-plus points from three guys potentially.
Yeah, man, it's going to be That is going to be – I'm glad I'm on this team. I don't have to guard. I'll say that. I'll say that.
Kata, are you going to be mad at us when we post stuff like when Booker goes for 45 and KD goes for 46 and you throw in 6 points in there because there's not that many shots to go around when those guys are scoring that much, and we tweet out like, holy cow, KBD, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant combined for 95 points tonight?
No, because that actually started – I don't know if it was before or after. I tell people that, like my hometown people, like when Derrick Rose had 50, I said me and Derrick Rose combined for 50 on Halloween, just as a joke, like same kind of thing. That's so, like, yeah, I would get mad at that.
That's the – I know Andrew knows this, but the best Stacey King line ever was like when Jordan went for 49 and he had literally 1 point and said the same thing in an interview after. He's like, I'll never forget – the day, can't wait to tell my kids about when me and Jordan combined for 50. You know, it's the same.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's the same thing. As the years go by, so you start fudging the numbers a little bit. When I tell my kids, I'm gonna lie a lot. Lie a lot about my career.
It's just like when you and I combined for 35 against Illinois.
Exactly. No one's gonna go back and check the stats on that, man. Like, oh, definitely. Like, what do you have, like 12 or whatever? Like, what if you want to say?
I made a couple threes.
But no one's gonna fact check you, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Kata, what's something that you do or don't do now in your career that you did or didn't do when you were a rookie? Whether it's something in your recovery routine or you're like, I don't ever eat McDonald's anymore. Like, what's something different about you and your career now than back as a rookie?
I would say it's two things. One of which is the diet. I don't eat red meat or pork. Just for me, is really, I don't digest it well and it's heavy. So I feel it, and I felt it the next day, like my first couple of years. So I kind of I cut that out. Feel better, I sleep better. A lot of guys still do. I'm not full plant, not vegan, but I just don't eat red meat or pork. That was, you know, one of the things. I think I stopped that 2019. And then just the recovery thing is honestly the biggest thing. I didn't spend a lot of time outside of, like, in the facility outside of direct basketball. Like, if I was at the facility, it was like on the court or whatever. Now get there a lot earlier, stay later. Partially because I've had some injuries, I'm getting older, or just random little things I have to have maintenance on, whether it's Normatex, you know, water out here for sure is a massive thing. I used to drink a lot of water, but I drink a lot out here just because it's hot too. Every recovery method, whether it's massage, mobility related stuff, spend a lot of time in the weight room. It's nice, not heavy stuff. It's just, you know, mobility related, keep the strength, whatever it is. Sleep, I got the Oura Ring. I track my sleep, all that kind of stuff. So everything possible, pretty much, I take advantage of all the resources that we have for just the health and recovery kind of stuff. So that is the it's a near second thing to just your basketball ability. One being healthy. If you're not out there, then it doesn't matter how good you are. If you're not healthy either out there, it doesn't matter.
First of all, the best ability is availability. Second of all, I'm just glad you're sleeping because Andrew in college, Kata literally didn't sleep ever. I couldn't believe a lot of the guys didn't sleep.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I could not believe it. I would go. I remember like road games my freshman year, like in rooming with like AJ Harris, and he's on FaceTime till 4:30 in the morning. We gotta be up.
People
at 8.
Were just up. Like, we could do it, but we could kind of do it, but not really. It shows more. You can see. I can see now if someone didn't get sleep. Like you it shows in just how fast your reactions are and how alert you are. Like you can tell now, maybe not. Well, definitely back when I'm looking back at it, you get away with it a little bit more. But that's funny you say that because I think back and like we'd be up to one because school. We had school, so we'd be up for like
you weren't
homework stopped. Related reasons.
You're not up to
finals week. I got no sleep. Finals week, I got no sleep. But yeah, just in general, one, having roommates too didn't help.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah,
that doesn't
that's
help.
Just college in general. Like, just always people.
This is not a good. I'm different now with NIL, and I probably all got houses and nice apartments like off campus and everything. But how we were, it was, you know how it is. It's 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, all stacked on each other, and that was the 12 of us plus whoever else was living in the dorm. Like it was always something going on.
Yeah,
someone coming in and out, couldn't get sleep. So that might be the biggest thing, actually, is sleep.
What about
I think that might be the thing.
What about a life lesson, like a motto or a life lesson that you're like, you know what? If I got in front of the Ohio State basketball team right now, this is what I would tell them.
Don't take it for granted, man. I mean, everyone said it back then. I didn't understand it until now. Especially a school like Ohio State, right? Like, it is a premier school. You're not going to get much better unless you go to the NBA. You are not getting better treatment, better resources, better everything that you would get in your time there. So you got to take advantage of it. Don't take it for granted. Because, as you know, man, a lot of people that we play with or left or whatever, maybe didn't take advantage of, maybe didn't do the right things. And I know they're kicking themselves like, man, I should have did X, Y, Z. You don't want to leave saying you should have did. You want to leave saying you did everything you possibly could. Because once you leave and years start going by, you start looking like, that was probably the best time of your life. It was probably a very easy time in your life compared to how life is now.
Joey, I think we should do our traditional wrap up a little early because I got a feeling we could get some absolute gems from Kata. So if you have anything else to ask, I'll let you do that because I got a good feeling about this ending.
My last question, Kata, can you show us like the view? Can we see the sun? We haven't seen the sun in a few days.
Sucks for you guys. Let me where we find. I was behind this. Hold on. Here we go.
Oh, the sun.
This is great for the audio feed of the podcast.
Anyone that couldn't see it, sorry. I got mountains in the background somewhere. Like, it's a lot going on.
I feel like we should have talked about it, whatever, but I'll be out there in February, which will be a lot of fun. I can't wait to feel the warmth on my skin. But
it'll still be warm. Don't it's warm year round. You can come anytime.
If you remember, it's been a long 4 years, but if you remember, we end every interview the same way. It's more fun now that we can see your face when we're doing this. Andrew thinks you're going to be great at this. Honestly, I don't think you're going to be good at this, but that's okay. and I love you nonetheless, but it's your turn to ask us any questions that you have. It is now Drive the Bates Diop, and you can ask whatever you'd like, basketball related, not basketball related, anything you got. We're all ears. The time is yours. Rip it away.
Okay, I'll ask you first. What has been the biggest adjustment since leaving school, right? Like going from Ohio State student to or in player to, okay, now this is what I'm doing after.
Well, it's been 4 years, so I've had a lot of time to adjust to it. But one thing that I was thinking about actually today with people is like how easily accessible great food was at Ohio State. Like, like healthy food, tons of food, whatever Gatorade, water, protein shake you needed or wanted, like nutritionists at your disposal, like just all of that. I definitely like, I would love that right now because I feel slow and fat and like I would love to eat healthier and in an easier manner like that. That's been a very big adjustment, is my metabolism slowing down, right? And I still eat the same amount, maybe a little bit less, but I don't work out the same, and my body doesn't eat the food the same way. So that's a big adjustment. You know, I never had the best body. You know, Q was always on me for my body fat and stuff. But like, but you know, even now, it's tough. Q said I look good though. I saw him the other day. He said you look good. I said thanks. So
yeah, I'm sure you look better than you think, man. I'm sure he does not lie. I'm sure you look better than you think you do. But that is one bad. Even now, like. I'll think about we have it now, obviously, but like a full room of just food and like good food. Like at any time of the day, you could just go and get good snacks, especially the last couple of years when the NCAA changed the rules or whatever and all that. And you could actually like, it was just PB&J or maybe it was like the Uncrustables and like some bananas our freshman year. It ended being with the full spread of stuff.
Yeah,
for free. The biggest thing is for free.
Yes, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah. I can still get good food now. I just got to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's the opposite for the non-student athletes. The food that is offered to just like general students at colleges is far from healthy. You're not walking into the dining halls and getting a protein shake. if you're a quote unquote normal, you know, student and non athlete. So it's funny that's how you guys feel. And I'm jealous. I wish I had protein shakes when I was in college.
Not the ones we were drinking sometimes.
Thick, all protein, no shake. It's a straight protein, man.
And as soon as you walk off the court, Andrew, they're like, hey, chug this.
You had to finish it fast. And they knew once I got down that locker room, it was not getting drank. I was not leaving the arena with that.
That's good.
I think what else?
See, Andrew, I told you he'd be really good.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
the first one was great.
Because he said gyms. He said gyms. I'm like, okay, like maybe you guys are asking me something crazy, but like, Oh, I think that's a question for both of y'all. You both know, like, you know, professional players or whatever. What's it like watching us grow from afar? From, you know, I'm only for like 10 years, but like, what's it like watching us grow and develop and just see where our journey takes us from afar? This is, you know, a lot of guys, not just NBA, like overseas as well.
I think the one thing that I see all the time that I laugh at, and I know I'm getting older and we are getting older, is I see whether it's you, JT, everybody except for CJ, essentially. Everyone comes back with a different haircut every time I see them. Everyone's growing their hair out longer. They've got facial hair. They've got tattoos, right? Like, kid had one tattoo at Ohio State. Now he's got a
more. Like 12.
He's got more than one. So that's something from afar that I'm like, damn, like, we're growing up. Like, these guys are like, you know, they're getting their My Player tokens or whatever, right? And they're spending them.
So, they're spending it all.
But in all seriousness, seeing, like, you play with Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose, right? I saw it in person, right? You guarded D Wade. Like, that was unbelievable. It was like, pinch me, like, Kata's in the NBA. But this year, getting to see you, you know, realistically, that wasn't, you know, it was a good team, not a great team. You were a rookie. You played some games, you didn't play other games. But seeing you this year contribute on a team with, you know, a handful of all stars competing for an NBA championship. And like, you're not just there, like you're a part of it. That will be incredibly cool, selfishly, for me to see. I remember there were games where I just wanted you to get in and make a layup. Now there are games where you're scoring 31 points against the Lakers. You know, like it's just real. You know, like JT was all rookie team, right? And like CJ was making all-star teams overseas, and Doncic is an assistant coach. And Jalen, who's not an Ohio State guy, but another close friend of mine, is becoming an all-star caliber.
All-star. Like, all-star. He's an all-star. Man.
It's really cool. Like, I guess I'm lucky, you know, all of you guys are staying in the NBA. You're not just like, you know, showing up. It's harder to make it 8 years than it is to make it in general, you know?
Yeah, facts.
So I just commend you guys because, you know, I was burnt out come my senior year. I know that you guys have had different plans, and I commend you on that, but it's been very fun. I live vicariously through you guys, which, you know, it's just awesome. And like, I can't get enough of it. And like, that's why I haven't seen you play since, you know, I mean, in 4 years. So I can't wait to come see it in person. You know, and it didn't matter where you were going. I was already going to Scottsdale. So I'm just lucky that I get to see it. So that's a long-winded answer, but man, I feel like a proud coach. It's weird. Like a proud, like, older brother, even though I'm younger than you guys. I don't know how to quite describe the feeling.
It's kind of it's a similar feeling, like when I talk to D'Angelo or JT specifically, especially D'Angelo. He's on year 9 already.
Yeah,
which is like wild to think about. He's like a true vet, even though I'm older than him still, going into year 9. And like JT's in year 4, and he's older than both of us.
Yeah,
it's like
crazy.
But this is just seeing them like progress as like people, and just like not just basketball players, but men as well. Like when you come, even with the months or years, and we see each other, how much you've grown as a person and the things you're doing in life. And I see CJ after, you know, they spend 8-9 months overseas. So I don't see them often at all. I just got to keep up with them on social media, and hours are strained. Like, Big Two's in Australia, you could barely talk to him. Like, even Trevor, you know, Sam Thompson, guys that were, you know, gone by the time you got there, were just seeing them and how they progress and how they're doing in life is like you said, like a proud older brother or proud older slash younger brother or coach, however you want to say it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Andrew, do you feel the same way?
I just think it's cool to see different eras come together in the NBA. Like last year, Cato, when you were playing with Malachi, I thought that was super cool because it's like completely different eras of Ohio State basketball, only separated, you know, obviously by a few years. But like, I just thought that kind of stuff is super cool. And then in a few years, it's going to be, you know, a new Cato, Malachi, Bryce guy that's going to be part of the NBA family. Yeah. And the coolest pictures were from that one Ohio State everybody came back day when they took pictures in the new uniforms. That's the coolest shit in the world.
Yeah, we got to do that again sometimes. And Mike has to do it too. Mike go on year like 18-17, something crazy. But he's the true OG, and you got to come back and he's the last oldest from the earliest Ohio State era that we can remember.
You have some pull. Can you organize me getting in one of those photo shoots? I just want one picture in the Ohio State jersey. I will
be looking like a make-a-wish guy.
You have no idea what I would be able to do with that one picture over the next, you know, 5 to 10 years of my life. I get the one professional picture. Yeah. So you got to make that happen.
Okay, we can do it next summer. We can make something work.
We should, Andrew, have you come and be like a fake official visit and have Joe Gemma take pictures of you, like with the ball, like pointing at the camera. That'd be so
November, November 11th. November 11th, Joey, make it happen.
Yeah, Joey, you got that pull, man. You got that pull.
See. You got the fingerprint. Where are you?
I don't think I have the fingerprint. I don't think my fingerprint works.
Stop it.
Only because I've changed the system over. I don't think it is, though.
You just gotta try. It doesn't work.
I was just with you or somebody that worked. I was with you or Nettie or something, and like one of you guys did it. Well, like going down the dock, like they let me out.
Yeah, see, like I don't have the pull to park in the loading dock. Like I can't take my red Ford Fusion down to the loading dock. So I park upstairs and have to walk in and use my fingerprint. So I actually have to use it. You never actually have to use it. So,
I don't think it worked. I never had to log in for a fingerprint. That wasn't a thing when we were there.
Well, no, we scanned our fingers before we left. But did see you this past summer for 30 minutes in the shot, which was awesome.
Yes, we did.
When you walked in, did they give you a hard time? Were they like, "Hey, man, like you can't go in this way"? Or right this way.
No, actually, no. That is one of the underrated cool parts about Ohio. It's the same people working there from when we were freshmen, which is actually kind of cool. We got to get them on one of these things that talk about, like, each year when they watch us pull up. They've watched us grow up literally from, like, not afar, but, like, they're right there, man. For, like, 20 years, it's, like, the same people.
For sure. I mean,
you got to get Dan and Eagle Man on here or something.
Yeah, I know. Eagle would be interesting on here. When we'd ask him what questions he had, he'd be like, "No, I gotta go. Sorry, goodbye."
He's like Woj.
Katie, you got anything else for us?
I was trying to stall and think, but I don't think I got it.
Oh man, well, Kata, if I have to pick a jersey of any Suns guy, it's going to be you this year. Don't worry.
That's not true.
It wouldn't be Booker. You can tell him I said that. But neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. No, in all seriousness, man, long time coming to have you back on. We appreciate your time. We're excited for you. You're making me root for the Suns, which sucks, but that's okay. I will do it. Happily do that.
Appreciate that.
I mean, we had D'Angelo on last week, and I think I said the same thing. I was like, now I'm rooting for the Lakers, which I hate, but I'm actually
Lakers
rooting
and
for
the Suns.
But I'm rooting for the Suns way more than the Lakers. Know that.
I'm not.
That's fine.
Because Andrew likes LeBron.
All entitled. I was a LeBron fan, not a Lakers fan. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we appreciate you, man. This was a blast, and I can't wait to see you soon.
Yeah, man, you too. I hope we all got to get together again, man. We got to make sure next summer we all lock in and scratch off that weekend or week and get out there.
All of us, for sure.
Yeah.
We do need to do, and I can organize it, but you guys just got to respond to my text messages, you know? But
yeah,
we need to do a weekend where we all come back and we all go to a football game and we get great dinners and whatever, right? Even if we do it, even if we do it in a different city during the All-Star break, right? Like if you say, hey, let's all meet in Houston, you know, whatever, right? Yeah. Like
he's going to be busy. He's going to be busy.
It's in Indiana this year, I think.
Is it Indiana? Well, then
I think it's in Indiana this year.
Let's meet there then.
It's definitely not in Houston. Who said Houston?
I was just throwing out Houston. I was throwing out any city. You know, we could get a good crew. You know, us, yeah. Trev, be great.
Yeah, man. If he's back, you know, during All-Star break.
Your cousin.
Yeah, big cuz. Big T.
Fuck Dweezy. All right, that's enough.
All right.
Appreciate it, man. This was fun.
Yeah, man. Appreciate you guys.
Buckle up. Drive the lane. Oh, wait, sorry. Go ahead, Andrew.
I hope you enjoyed this interview with Kate Bates Diop. I'm keeping all that stuff from the beginning in, Joey, just so you know. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Kate Bates Diop. I think now that you're a Browns fan, now that you were a Browns fan, I would like for good luck you to add beat the Colts to the end of your thing. And you can add lose to whoever the Bears are playing or whatever you want if you want a better pick, whatever you're feeling. But you are going to add beat the Colts to the end. And it's not too early, but it's a little too early to say beat, you know, Ohio State's first opponent. However, I think we can say beat Dayton.
That's right. This weekend, this Sunday, we didn't even talk about it at all. Sunday, Ohio State versus Dayton. The quick Joey Lane basketball talk for this episode is Dayton will be a very fun, interesting measuring point for how Ohio State is right now and how they will be. If you lose to Dayton and it's competitive, okay, Dayton is they have veteran guys, they're more established, and they're supposed to be pretty good this year. If you beat them in a close game, awesome. Not going to apologize for winning. We have a good team. If we smash Dayton, that might send some messages throughout the country that the Buckeyes might be back. So we'll see what happens. You never know what an exhibition game is going to have. Like, we played Xavier in an exhibition game, beat the piss out of them, but they didn't play one of their best guys. You know, Ohio State's going to be without their whole team. They're not going to have their whole team, right? So who knows? But man, is that exciting. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there too. So it's just really fun weekend.
But it's like a real game, right?
Yeah, it all depends on what they decide to do. I know that in the past we've had exhibition games in a similar fashion. You know, it's not televised, right? So we've done, you know, 2 20-minute halves, a 10-minute half, and then some situational stuff at the end. They might do 20-minute halves and then 5 minutes to play the guys who didn't play as much. So it'll be interesting. I think it's just a 2 20-minute halves exhibition game. But we'll see.
Well, buckle up. Drive the lane.
Go Buckeyes. Beat the Nittany Lions. Beat the Dayton Flyers. And apparently I have to say this, beat the Colts.
Thank you.